Harper Audio presents Afterlives of the Rich and Famous by Sylvia Brown with Lindsay Harrison. Read for you by Hilary Huber. Introduction. This book is about current events in the lives of celebrities who've passed away, as reported by a resident expert on the other side, whose name is Francine. Two obvious questions probably leap to mind. Who's Francine? And since these celebrities are dead, doesn't that pretty much mean they're doing nothing? Believe me, if I didn't have good answers to those questions, this book wouldn't exist. As for the first question, Francine is my spirit guide. Like your spirit guide and everyone else's, she's been with me all my life. You'll find a complete definition of spirit guides and what they do for us in the glossary, so for now, I'll just tell you about her. I was born psychic, with an inherited ability to tune in to the spirit world of the other side. At first, starting when I was 5 years old, I was only clairvoyant, that is, able to see spirits. And I wasn't exactly thrilled about it, believe me. But then one night when I was 8, I discovered with an equal lack of glee that I was also clairaudient, or able to hear spirits as well, when a chirpy, high-pitched voice came crashing into my bedroom and announced, "Don't be afraid, Sylvia. I come from God." My beloved, brilliantly psychic grandmother Ada explained, after prying her terrified granddaughter from around her legs, that the voice was simply my spirit guide introducing herself, that we all have spirit guides, and that they're around to gently help us navigate our way through these brief trips away from home. And so, tentatively at first, I began communicating with Francine. Throughout our 65 years together, she's never lied to me, never betrayed me, and never steered me wrong. I took care of that on my own. She's also been a fascinating, invaluable source of volumes of information about the afterlife. It's a requirement of all spirit guides that they've incarnated. Otherwise, our problems, worries, and missteps on Earth would be incomprehensibly trivial to them. Living as they do in the blissful perfection of the other side, and seeing everything that happens through the perspective of eternity. Francine, who introduced herself as Elena, which I apparently didn't like and promptly changed to Francine, only chose to incarnate once, as an Aztec Incan woman who died at the age of 19 in 1520, saving her infant daughter from a spear during the Spanish invasion of Colombia. She's accompanying me through this lifetime as a result of a mutual agreement we made at home, before I decided to come to Earth again for the 52nd and last time. I've communicated with Francine every day of my life since I was 8, and I love everything about her but her voice. Like everyone in the spirit world, she lives on a plane that exists on a much higher frequency than ours, with the result that when she talks, she sounds like a tape recording played on fast forward. I intend no disrespect. I'm deeply grateful for her guidance and for the fact that I can hear her. But it took me a while to even be able to understand her. And after just a few short sentences, listening to her can be downright irritating. When I was in my late teens, I began wishing that other people could hear the wealth of wisdom she had to offer, without subjecting myself to hours of that annoying, chirpy Alvin and the Chipmunks voice. She came up with the perfect solution. With my permission, she could borrow my body and my vocal cords, and instead of talking to me, she could talk through me. In other words, by going into a trance and essentially stepping aside temporarily, I could channel her for as long or short a time as I wanted, with no risk to me whatsoever. I wouldn't have any memory of what she said while I was gone, but she could give talks and lectures without driving me or others crazy, and people could record her on tape if I wanted to check out what went on in my absence. I wanted no part of it when she first suggested it. I wasn't about to turn over control of my body and voice to anyone, thank you. Not even to someone I trusted as much as I had come to trust her. But I finally agreed to try it, if only to prove her wrong, find out I hated it, and determine never to let it happen again. As always, she was right. It was so harmless that there was nothing about it for me to hate, and I've been routinely channeling Francine ever since. Going through the simple process of announcing her impending arrival, closing my eyes, and letting my spirit take a break from my body, so that she can come in. Her voice is mine, of course, but her speech pattern is slower. Her vocabulary and knowledge far exceed mine, and as a resident of the other side, she's able to give eyewitness accounts of everyone and everything that goes on there.